Welcome to Tilth Talk Radio. Today we've got a special episode for you. We're doing the 5th annual Fantasy Corn League Draft. Joining me today are Bill Schomburg.
Hey guys.
Todd Schomburg.
Hey to all the Tilthies out there.
Special guests, Commissioner Derek Potratz.
Hi everyone.
And other team owner Doug Hintz.
Hi everybody.
So today we'll be doing the official Fantasy Corn League Draft. So if you haven't listened before or haven't heard of the Fantasy Corn League Draft, what is it? Well, it's a Fantasy Corn League where the participants are owners or managers of a group of corn varieties that make up a team. And they will be grown in plots here and in Omro, so here at the world headquarters in Seymour. They will accrue points based on the yield that they gain in those plots. Teams are drafted before the official growing season, and winners and losers will be decided at harvest. So the rules are, there are no rules, this is Thunderdome. No. Each team this year will have 6 varieties, day lengths ranging from 90 to 102 day. 1 bushel equals 1 point. Yields are moisture corrected to 15.5%, and team with the most bushels or points will win. So each corn variety will be drafted today here at the World Headquarters in Seymour. The second most important draft of the year will be taking place a few miles to our east later this week, but we are recording this prior to the NFL draft.
It's not that far now.
No.
I'm excited for it.
It's here. Doug said it's here and ready.
Oh, yeah. There's signs everywhere driving through Green Bay today.
So. Yeah, even last week there were signs that were talking about NFL traffic and everything, so it's game time. So our trials, as I mentioned, will be planted here in Seymour and also in Omro, the Timbuktu site, as it is way far away and no one cares about Omro, except for Derek, because that's where he's from. Just kidding. We all care about Omro slightly. Anyway, so the winner will get a Fantasy Corn League trophy. We have a couple here in studio today as we are drafting. So Todd's a 2-time winner, and I received my first big W last year. So
Doug and I have trophy envy right now.
Yes. The Lions and Vikings, whichever way you want to go, are on either side of the champions here. I guess I'm the Chicago Bears, so I only have 1 trophy.
You're the Bears? All right.
I guess.
Do I get to be the Packers then? I like that.
Yeah, you have multiples, so I guess you get to be the Packers.
You could be the 49ers, the Cowboys, Steelers. I mean, you can pick.
No, none of those. None of those.
I mean, we could look up how many teams actually only have 2 trophies. I'm sure there's a few of them, but
Ravens probably have 2, right?
I would think, yeah.
Eagles, they have 2.
I don't want to be the Eagles.
I don't think the Buffalo Bills have 2.
Ah, 0.
They have 0. So, yeah, you could be the Bills.
You could.
Bill could
Ooh,
be the Bills.
Bills. That makes sense.
Yeah. Logical.
As a disclaimer, this is for fun and educational purposes only. We're independent crop consultants, which means we do not sell agricultural products, and we recommend products on the basis of merit and value. We feel all seed companies have many good varieties to offer. We work hard not to have company bias and pick based on past field experience with varieties and plot data. We let the farmer pick which seed company they want to work with and then work with them to pick varieties from that seed company. If a seed company or farmer has a variety that we should try, love to take a look at it. But again, it's for fun. Winner gets the trophy. And that's just kind of how we roll. Any seed company is welcome. And the results this fall after harvest will be posted on www.tilthtrials.com. We want to make sure we thank this year's seed company participants. So we have Channel Seed, which is a relatively new brand in the whole scheme of things as they just kind of integrated some regional brands in the last couple of years. We have LG Seeds, which their roots run back to 1981. Dairyland Seed, which was founded in 1907. Partners Brand, which is based in Ho, Indiana, a family-owned independent seed company. Wyckoff, which was new to us last year, and they are returning this year. They were founded in 1932 near Valparaiso, Indiana. Beck's Seeds, founded in 1937. and the Rank Seed Company, which was started in 1846 in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. So we want to thank all those companies for taking part in this year's Fantasy Corn League draft, and we will have lots to say about their varieties come this growing season. So thank you again. Now, the moment you've been waiting for. Kamish, why don't you take it away?
Boo.
And there it is. And I'd just like to echo what Matt said. Appreciate all the companies that always come out and support our little trial here. So let's get things rolling. Bill, unfortunately, took last year. I'm going to put it out there. I think Bill, I think you're going to take first.
Am I due?
I think you're going to win.
Four out of 5 years.
It's your time. It's your time.
Bill, what's your strategy this year? Because you've gone for like the drought year when you drafted when it was kind of droughty.
Yep.
And
didn't work.
That didn't work. I feel like you're just chasing strategies.
Yep.
So what's your new strategy?
I'm going opposite of my gut. So I'm going to look, whatever my gut says, going to go opposite. Different.
This is like the George Costanza.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you think you should do, just do the opposite.
A blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. So this could be my
So this fall when his abs are all shriveled up, he'll be like, I was in the pool!
All right, Bill, pressure's on for first overall pick in the 2025 Tilth Trials Fantasy Corn League.
All right. I'm going to start off with the winner, and we're going to take rank 582. Smart Stacks.
Yeah, that was on a leader on my team last year. So good pick.
It looks like I said, that's going to be the winner this year. So we'll see.
That one comes from a long line of good that's in the 579 family of ranks. So you've got like a seed there that has some lineage to it. So we've got
a highly ranked seed.
Yes.
And who knows? I mean,
I'll be here all draft.
We're kind of wet right now, but it could dry out, so I'm not going to worry about drought tolerance this year. We're just going to go with overall hybrids that are just really good ones.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Bill. That leaves Doug for the second overall pick.
I am going to go with Wyckoff 2160. It got second place here in the Seymour trial last year. It has exceptional top end yield.
Good choice.
Another member of my championship team last year. I have a feeling by the time I get to pick, you guys have half my team from last year picked.
It's gone.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Todd, you're on the clock.
All right. So with my third pick, I'm going to go to a different company too. And I'm going to go with LG 48C87. So this one did really, really well in first trials. It was number 4 in the Ripon site for first trials. And just been one of their, just kind of a top-end yield leader win trial type of yield.
It's a very,
yield, so.
Very good choice, Todd. That was my other, I was thinking about that one. So that was my backup. And if you remember back in our seed meetings when we discussed it with the reps, that was the one that the guy said, our rep said, go for it. So good choice.
Yeah, and LG is new to us in this plots this year, so excited to kind of see just all kinds of different types of genetics presented here. That one kind of might be a little bit longer, narrower cob, and we'll do good. Matt, before your pick, we got to do something that we didn't do that, but since you got this pick, we'll do it. We'll do it right now.
No pressure, huh?
Round one.
All right. Well, as I am rounding out round one, I decided to go for a top 4 finisher from last year. I'm going to go Dairyland Seed 3881 Power Core Enlist.
It's funny you missed that sounder, Todd, because I was listening on the radio this morning, and 2008 was when that noise started.
Okay.
And they were talking that they missed it until the eighth pick that year. Like, they were supposed to start it, pick one.
Really?
Yeah.
So they had didn't this, start it. This is a whole new thing eight. Set yeah. up with a...
And they
I don't even know how you synthesize that or right. what they did, but
they missed it. So it was just fitting that you missed it till
this round.
Till this round.
Good pick, man. That one's a good good top end yield. You know, just that one did really well in the ripping plot as well. So yeah, in the first trials, it's kind of one of those that's doing good, and it's a racehorse style. Yeah. So that one's
hoping for some good results out of that one.
Placed fourth here last year, so. All right, Matt, you're on the clock again, starting the second round.
All right. Since we're wrapping around, I'm going to go with a variety that was new to me last year, a company that was new last year, but did pretty well for me. I'm going to try out the Wyckoff 2230 Power Core Enlist with my first pick of the second round.
That is a second round pick. I don't think it's a first round pick.
You don't feel it's a first round.
No. It's like Jordy Nelson, like perfect second round pick.
I couldn't find it in their product guide.
It's
but
one pick later.
I don't know if Bill's referring to this, but in very new to say fantasy football leagues, not new, I had done them, but Bill asked me to join a league with him, and I was since I was new to that league, I was
that
last.
That was a long
pick.
Time ago.
It was a long time ago. I was last Christ. Pick. Of that round, and so you get the snake where you get the two picks. And yep. I happened to pick a guy in the first round, and then basically you pick two people. So you kind of know who you're going to do back-to-back. And the guy I picked in the first round, everybody just razzed me the whole time, like, he's not a first-round pick, he's terrible. And then the guy I picked in the second round, they're like, oh, that's who you should have picked. It's like, it's the same pick. It's okay. Like
that was the same not, guy. And did he have a TJ Husmanzada jersey on?
I believe he had a, yes, nice. Husmanzada jersey.
Yeah. I mean, this was legitimately...
Oh, it was 20 years
ago. Well, it was a work friend of my wife's.
Yeah, okay.
She hasn't worked there in 20 years, so it's legitimately...
Yeah, and we did it at his pizza place.
Yeah.
And that hasn't been a pizza place in probably 10 same. Years, yeah. So
were there
yeah.
two guys and a girl there?
There was
no.
You were in a pizza place?
No.
It's deep cut. That's a show that...
It was Vinny.
Was not a long
thought
time
it was Vinny's?
Ago. Vinny's?
It was Vinny's, yes. Yep. It was Vinny's.
Did it become a Mexican restaurant shortly thereafter? Yell yes. Vinny's?
Todd, you're on the clock.
All right. I will not delay any longer. So with my second pick, another new-to-us brand, Channel Seeds 198-25 Smart Stacks Pro, number 16 in first trials last year, just kind of really, really good. Again, some of these I think we're always – I feel like we've used the word top-end yield already too much, but nice 98 days, so fits well in the maturity and just – kind of excited to see a little bit different genetics, what this one could bring to the table.
Thanks, Todd. Doug, what are you thinking?
I think I got to go with Dairyland 3900. It won the plot last year.
I don't know how you don't go with that one. I was very struggling with that because, you know, tall, flexier, dual purpose, like that thing.
I know it was
is...
down the year did, before a little bit.
If you didn't pick it, it wasn't getting back to you
because
I was taking it. Either way, so
what I was thinking of, like, because we flip flop sites each year, you know, that we've kind of got one right next to headquarters and one down the road at Uncle Carl's, and that one at Uncle Carl's doesn't seem to do as good as on the
maybe it likes wetter feet.
I don't know, but it's still a good. I mean, like you say, you're getting a 99 day, you're getting a kind of one that's been a. I bet you that's been out of this list. That's the longest standing.
I would
variety
say winner,
that and past, you know, recent winners.
And it did fine 2 years ago,
right?
It was in the middle of the pack, but last year it was exceptional.
It was the best, yes.
So,
okay, thanks, Doug. Bill, you're on the clock.
I am going to go. I'm going to go off the board a little bit and go. See again. This is going against the grain here. I'm going to go with Partners 6962 Conventional.
It's a good pick, number five last year in the Tilth Trials. So kind of one of those solid varieties that I had that one in my lineup last year, and it was actually helped me quite a bit as far as getting me second place. So that in last year. So, yeah, I think that one.
There's more questions about conventional corn. So
we're getting a lot more push for that. I mean, we've even had episodes talking about as prices get tighter here that trying more conventionals and seeing what they can do. The snake picks are always the hardest, Bill, where you got to go.
Yeah.
Two in a row there. And
it's all right.
Kind of got to have two ready. And
I got an idea. I'm just going to drag it out a bit so y'all can think about how you're going to lose.
Sure. We'll all be dreaming of that.
I'm going to go back to the rink well. I like the rink. And I'm going to go 444, RK444.
The big dog. I believe Jeff Rink, his words were, that one's the big dog. Big so dog. Nice. Like it had double star in the book, just a really good variety and kind of one of those that is an up and comer that we don't know a lot about yet, but should be a good one. And Big Dog was my favorite. That's a
Big Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Doug is scouring his list. What do you got, Doug?
I think I'm going to take the other LG off the list, the 46C85.
Good choice.
Doug, you're crushing it. Dang it. I don't know, when they pull one from you, that's always tough. But number three in first trials, just really, really, that one's very close in a lot of the trials to the 98-day LG. Like those two are usually neck and neck, kind of that same top end yield, all those same words that we've been saying. Double pearls that'll work good.
And I just got, it's got excellent emergence and excellent dry down on my notes. So,
luckily, we didn't have to worry about that last year.
Yeah,
things dried down pretty good. But
never know.
Okay, Todd. All right, around the clock.
Once we get in this stage, I always get a little bit like, but I got to stick to my list and my pregame.
Stick to the board.
Stick
Todd.
To my board here. And I'm going to go with a new one, a new Power Core Enlist, and it's Dairyland 3548. So just trying to pull a rookie here to maybe see what it'll do for me. Don't know enough about these. So we do have some rookies on the board this year that are kind of almost in that experimental phase a little bit and trying to get some that I know about and maybe one or two here that are new.
Yeah, it's been a fun thing about these trials, seeing some of the newer varieties coming down the pipeline, being able to get kind of an early look at them. Matt, you are on the clock.
I am. Make sure you pick the third round pick, not a fourth round, even though
I know. Even though it's right there.
Pick the right one in the third round.
It's a tough decision. You get into these double ups here, and it's like, ooh, do you feel confident in what you got, or do you start to question life itself? I start to question life itself most of the time. All right, so first off, I'm going to put my egg in the same basket here from one of my other picks, and I am going to go for the last Wyckoff on the board here, the 2190 PCE. It's a Power Core Enlist.
I just like saying you like saying that. It was Wyckoff.
I do like saying Wyckoff, yeah. So I'm hoping to get some good production out of this nice 97 day. I'm trying to keep it in that 95 to 100 range so far with my picks. So getting those longer days out there. And for my next pick, which is the first pick of the fourth round, so now Bill will judge me whether that was the third round pick.
That's not
or that should have been my fourth
round. We'll do that in the fall.
All right. For my next pick, I am going to swing over to... It's tough. I don't know.
Too many good ones to choose from.
I'm going to go for the Bex 4555, also a Power Core Enlist.
That one, too, is new, kind of a rookie. So
yep, trying something different.
Something, you know, you've got some experience out there. Now you get one of those that spice it all up a little bit with a rookie.
Just realizing now that, and not that it's probably that hard to do, but I have put all my eggs in the power cornless basket so far. So
you like to say it. You like to grow it.
Is that like when you get the same bye week for all your?
It might be. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, you've seen something with that trait package, Matt. So speaking of trait package, my next pick, I'm going to go with kind of a new trait package that I'm excited to see, these VT4Ps. So I'm going to go with channel 195-40 and the VT4 corn, which is kind of a VT4 Pro technology, a new product that combines the power of Tricepta to control insects like earworm, Western meat cutworm, and then it also has RNAi-based mode of action. So kind of a new thing to be. We kind of heard about it at seed meetings, and it's fun as we get to all these new pyramids, that they're calling them, or stacks of corn.
That was my struggle. I was one of the ones I was thinking of looking at trying that VT4. So
yeah, that one I did see in trials last year. It was not necessarily top. I got it at number 15 in the first trial, so it wasn't like top of the trial, but it did really well down in Ripon, Wisconsin. So it's kind of another one to watch.
Okay, Doug, you were on the clock.
All right. So many decisions. I think I'm going to go with Rink, the 5518 Tricepta. 97 day. Newer variety, couldn't find anything on it, so I can't really talk about it. But Rink's usually got a pretty strong 95 to 100 day.
They do, yeah.
That's their wheelhouse.
And Tricepta package for them is kind of a different
package.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting what they found in those genetics.
Okay, Doug is rounding out the fourth round.
Bill, you mean?
Bill.
Ooh, I got a double now.
Yep, Bill.
All right.
Bill time.
Bill.
You can let Doug pick for you if you want.
Yeah. He's good at picking.
It might help.
I mean, he is good at picking.
He's doing really good so far. Look at his team, actually. I'm a bit jealous. So.
You're a bit jealous. Well, either back into round four or front of round five here. I got two picks in mind. So I'm going to stick in the same realm and take that last rank one there, 5522. Again, kind of in what Doug said, kind of a newer one. So good to get it out there and see 96-day smart stacks. So excited to have that one. And then in the next round. Todd, you don't have a sounder for round five, do you?
Just Matt.
That's Matt.
Oh, man. Round five.
That's better anyway.
It's very good. I'm going to go partners again and go with the 6793. And that is not a conventional this time. That's a power core enlist. So, Matt, your favorite technology?
Yeah. Yep.
And it's good silage corn, so I'm thinking if it's good silage, it's going to be good grain. That's my goal here.
Good silage, good grain. That's
what I'm going with.
That one's been in our plot in the past. I believe done really good. Done good for us in the plot too. And it's a. I always like the word pretty corn, but they use the word nice late season eye appeal. But it is a prettier corn. I don't know where they
it's
exactly.
So pretty.
Yeah, it's very pretty corn. Good deep kernels. So yeah, good pick.
I could try to rank them by how pretty I think
we should.
That's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah. You're interested in, but
sure. Is there a prettiness scale in the research world, Derek?
No.
Vigor.
Beauty is only mid-rib deep.
It's hard because I've seen. Pretty corn always makes up, but I know ugly corn when I've seen ugly corn.
Yeah.
There was a DeKalb 93 day, 4310.
Yeah.
Remember how ugly that, that was tops down all the time, but it won plots. Like,
it's like suns out, guns out.
Yeah.
Tops down.
That thing was just.
Ugly corn.
But it just yielded.
Was ugly corn, and it did. It just, you drive by and you go, woof, and then you see with the combine.
Once in a while, I still hear the number, and I'm like, it's been out of their lineup for so long.
Yeah, right. Right.
Like, where did you find this? In a
back shed
somewhere?
Right. There's still guys with it out there. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. That's
really
cool.
Looks ugly now when you play.
Right,
yeah. Okay, Doug, you're on the clock.
All right, I'm going to switch things up a little bit. I'm going to go with some channel. I think I'm going to go with the 192-81 VT2 Pro. I have that it has an outstanding yield, girthy semi-flex cob. And it did number one in the Iser plot.
Whoa.
There wasn't a lot of varieties.
Whoa.
But it was number one.
That's something. Why did you not pick this sooner? You were.
I was holding on.
You were holding on. Yeah. You had information that no one else had.
You guys probably didn't look at this Iser plot.
We did not.
Iser's pretty close. A little bit different ground, but.
I'm disappointed I didn't get to see that result.
I mean, it's not often you find a plot in Iser. It's not really known for its great corn ground, but it was number one there.
All right.
I like that, Doug. I did not know about the secret Iser plot.
Top
so.
Secret Iser plot.
We all have to.
It's
have
on the channel website. You really got to look for it.
Starting to think Doug might have it this year, Bill. I don't know.
Well, he can get a trophy. Todd's like Oprah. You get a trophy. You get a trophy.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to.
Okay, Todd, you're up.
I'm ready.
Now and Todd's determining my pick.
Yeah. I just like Doug's strategy of just planting plots elsewhere, and then we've got your secret plots. That's good. It's like your own special scouting. All right, so sticking with my board here, and I'm going to go with Partners Brand 47470 Experimental. So I'm going to try the main reason it's kind of that top, it's a 102 day, so it's our longest stay length in the plot. So at this point, I'm kind of in the little bit shorter than you guys range, so I got to pick something to get maybe push my day lengths a little bit and kind of round out my varieties a little better. And that is a conventional. So
that is
conventional. I do not have any other conventionals. So I'm also picking based on trying to get a little bit variety in the trait packages.
If anyone's wondering, we do, you know, we'll weed the plot. So, you know, we're not letting those conventionals or the rest of the varieties just get overtaken by weeds. So we do go through and weed each variety if there's, you know, getting out of hand.
It will have herbicide.
It'll have a conventional program as well.
Yeah, conventional herbicide program.
And if that doesn't work, we do go in and hand weed as well.
All right. Well, as I round out round five, I'm going to take a stab at the VT4P and go with the channel 193-40 VT4P. So get some variety in my plot here with some newer technology, see if it pays off in the end.
Yeah, that one, Matt, is kind of a high management, high yield, kind of a dual purpose, but it's more so for
more
grain.
More so for the grain, yeah.
So, yeah, it could be a...
The neat part
could be boomer bust.
Yeah.
The neat part with that one is seedling vigor is very good. So, again, this year we're pretty wet right now, not very warm. We were talking last week on the podcast how behind we were in growing degree days, units, heat units, whatever we want to choose. What are those three? So that could help you there, Matt.
Could.
The place of this plot site to vigor will help because I think then you'll get more, you just have better population and vigor will be important.
It's the late rounds and so we're running out of options here. And now as we begin round six, contrary to Bill's belief, he did not pull the last rank off the board.
Yeah.
But I am going to. And I could not find much on this one. So as my last pick, it's kind of a, we'll call it a Hail Mary. Not sure much about this one, but the rank 4502 VT2P will be my first pick of the sixth round and last pick of the draft.
Rank must have a new numbering come out,
I'm
or
guessing
the way they're numbering
variety,
is new and then it'll change potentially, but ranks traditionally a three number system.
Right.
And so this going to like
a four number.
A four number, and I was trying to decide if it meant anything with day length, but I could not see anything that would be related
right,
to that.
If you add 50, it's 95, but it says it's 91, so I don't know. And it's definitely a 102 day, so.
Find out how it yields.
Yeah, we'll see. You got to take chances. Got to live dangerously.
Thanks, Matt. Todd, you're on the clock.
All right. These are, we're getting down there last round. This is always the fun round. These are where you, this is what wins you the.
This is where Gutekunst makes his dough.
Yes.
Yep. Seventh round.
So this is like Saturday of the draft. Everybody's tired.
Yep.
It's been a long week.
Not tired, though.
We're in
draft and develop.
Green Bay here, and it's, just going great. But stick with the longer day thing because I had more short days, and I'm going to go with the Partners Brand 7184 conventional.
Yeah.
Good choice.
That would have been my pick.
Isn't that the worst, Doug, at the end when somebody just grabs stuff and you go, dang it.
Yeah.
But what I would say is a lot of times in the past when people have picked stuff away from you that you usually can pick something and then they regret it later. So.
Yeah. No, it was just that was one that was in the plot last year.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was all right. So
did okay last year.
It was right in the middle of the pack. Right. You know.
Which for later rounds like this, that's all you can ask. That's what you're looking for.
Consistent product, so.
Bill's over there studying.
I'm waiting. I got Doug's got to go.
Matt, I don't know. He's
cashed.
Yeah.
He's falling asleep.
Looking at his trophy.
So exhausted.
Yeah. I found myself interested to see where you guys land now with the limited options that you have. So where will Doug and Bill, who's going to fight it out here? And who's going to get what they want?
Yeah.
Well,
I think I'm going to go with the channel, the last channel on the list here.
Yeah, that 190-29, is that what you're...
Yeah.
That's a good one, you know.
I got a good drought and semi-flex, so...
It does okay in sand, but better on heavier ground, so that'll be good for you, I hope. And it does show more of a average response to fungicide, so...
Yeah.
Probably may or may not need it. Our plot will not be getting fungicide, correct?
It will not.
Not, so. And they're too good vigor on that one. So I think you're going to get one, obviously going to be, with the 90-day, going to be drier out there in the field, which is good and should do good for you.
Is this Mr. Irrelevant?
And Bill.
It's never irrelevant in the Fantasy Corn League.
No, it's not.
Everybody else picked for you, but maybe you wanted it anyway.
No, I haven't. No. I've decided I'm either the Packers who only pick Georgia defensive players or the Steelers who only pick Badger linebackers. Because if you look at my board, I only have partners and rank.
Wow.
All right. True enough.
I didn't have the chance to pick any other, so I did, but I chose wisely.
You're the first pick. You had lots of options.
Well, I chose wisely.
It's hard in that. That turnaround's hard. Yep. You guys had that. You got to do that double up pick and... Kind of have two ready to go.
So I'm going to hedge my bets on maturity and dry down and hope that goes in my favor. And final pick, Partners 6044, 92-day conventional.
Excellent stocks.
All right.
Well done, everyone.
Well done, yeah.
The teams have been chosen. The planting will take place soonish, depending on the weather. We'll find out. But as it stands right now, everyone has a team. And has all the seed come in, Commissioner? You got everything on hand?
We're almost there.
Almost there.
And I'd say it's almost a record this year for earliest seed in my hands ready to be planted. So this is great.
Is it just because we have a later spring, or is it truly
it
that
like
early? It does
farmers
feel
are getting
like,
their seed earlier. Everyone's getting their
seeds. It does have a good feel to that part that just stuff's coming in fine, everything's going good. Maybe they're worried about the Green Bay traffic. You know, it's just gonna be so busy. You gotta get your seed out before
for sure.
That
little warm snap. I think everyone just got excited and got things out. So
all right. Well, that'll do it for the fifth annual Fantasy Corn League draft. Who will win? We don't know.
I'm going to.
Bill's calling it.
I'm going.
Calling a shot.
Both call.
Going Babe Ruth. So we'll see. We'll find out where the corn will end up this fall in our results episode. But until then, You can root for your team, whoever you think has the better team that was picked today. We want to again thank all our seed company participants. So Channel Seed, LG, Dairyland Seed, Partners Brand, Wyckoff, Beck's, and Rank Seed for providing us with those seeds. And I want to thank all our owners and, I guess, grudgingly thank our commissioner for putting this all together and doing,
thank you,
the real hard work of planting and monitoring these plots. So thanks for listening. As always, happy farming.